from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
On today's episode, dear listener, we are going to be talking about thinking. Nigel has suggested this would be a good topic, and I'm all for it. So, Nigel, thinking. Why are we going to talk about thinking today?
Well, Martin, I have been thinking, and I come up with a couple of points that resound, for me anyway. The first one is that I really think there is a danger that we can outsource our brains. And if you look at L&D, that the increasing dominance of the big tech players, who basically have not an overt but a covert message, which is, let us do your thinking for you. Buy our products, we will sort you out. You need look no further for a very long time. And I think that's dangerous, basically. And secondly, I've been thinking about learning and just how much new insight we've gained in the last 10 years about the way the brain learns, what works for human beings, how human beings interact with organizations. There's a lot of very exciting research, but we can't access that without taking some time to sit and think. So what I'm hoping at least a handful of people listening to this podcast will do is create some space in their lives to think. And you don't need to sit at a desk to do that. You can go off and go for a walk, or in the middle of your spin class. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can start thinking. And I've got a few techniques which I think are very, very helpful, and I'll suggest them. There are three main ones that I use. The first one is that if I have an opinion, I think this is the way to go, I try to imagine the person who is 100% in disagreement with me. What would be their arguments? Why would they think that my ideas were stupid or not working or irrelevant or whatever? So I try and focus a lot on where the opposition comes from. I also have a technique of looking forward and saying, okay, so you're beginning to think about this area. What is the outcome? What would you like to be clearer about? What do you want to understand that you don't understand at the moment? So I go forward to come back and then eventually get back to where I started, I hope, with a bit more clarity. And the third thing is I try and read something challenging that is maybe not in my area of expertise, or it maybe overlaps slightly, at least once a week, so that I don't end up in this bubble of reflection where I read stuff and go, oh yeah, Martin's absolutely right. Well done, Martin. And Martin says, oh, Nigel, I think that's a really great point. Well done. And we end up just mutually reinforcing each other. Mm. And there is a group of people, you know, I read them on LinkedIn and I read them in Twitter and I read articles, and I wouldn't disagree with a word they say. And it's not healthy, I think, to live in an environment where everybody you work with, think about, read, just says exactly what you think. So I think a challenge is helpful. Big picture is helpful, and trying to understand what the research is telling us about the way our world, they're alone, the rest of the world, the way our world is changing. Put all those together, and I think you get a kind of inflection point where you start to be more critical, more questioning, and more open to challenge. Because the danger is that we get into this little bubble and the bubble becomes ironclad and we can't break out of it. And I think that's universally, I think that is a bad thing.
And I think there's a problem there also with groupthink. So in organisations, you then have people who have the most voice tend to then dominate the thinking and the ideas. And that becomes a huge challenge where at a time, well, I think at all times, but especially now, if organisations and teams are looking to do things differently, then you've got to give voice to everyone and everyone's ideas. And then you are in a position to kind of work out what ideas could really be beneficial. But I think the danger is that you might have people with certain voice who then plug into what you're just talking about kind of fiercely agreeing with everything that they read. They have the bubble in which, you know, they talk to people and everything is reinforcing the thinking. I think they're great tips there, Nigel. I would just add, I'm a big fan of the thinking environment, and that provides also some tools for people thinking together. And I think that can be quite useful in the organisational context. And I think that's the work of Nancy Klein, and her first book, Time to Think, gives you a grounding in that. And I won't go into too much depth here about that. But what I would say is the cornerstone of that is listening and attention, so that when you're with someone, you can be with them to help their thinking. But the important thing is always, it's about giving them the attention to enable them to do that, rather than pitching in. It's not about you, it's about someone just thinking openly for themselves. And I think, and the only other thing, I would definitely recommend all that you've said. I would look at Time to Think. And also, I think your that point about challenging yourself is really important. So I think thinking is wrapped, assumptions are wrapped around your thinking. So a lot of people, myself included, when I'm thinking, I might be thinking, well, I might be able to do this, or I might not. And sometimes I have to challenge my own assumptions that might tell me that they might be putting a barrier in the way of me doing something. I might be thinking something that isn't true. And I think that's quite important too. But I think, that's about the challenge. There's quite a lot around that, I think. So I think that's great, Nigel. I think it's really, I know we talk about the fact that lots of change is happening very quickly. I think maybe that's just how life is.
And we'll continue.
Yeah, but our ideas require us to think well.
To challenge ourselves. One other point is that I often consciously now don't give my view. I listen to other people's and try to understand in a kind of concentrated way on what people are saying and where they're coming from. That's very helpful because, I often get asked first, what do you think? And I used to be, I'll tell you what I think. And it kind of kills the conversation in the room. And I think we should stop that and start to listen and concentrate and think about what other people are saying. And therefore, you almost challenge your own views without actually having expressed them. Yeah. And that can't be a bad thing.
Also,
Nancy Klein, let's remember Nancy Klein's book. It's a very, very useful, it's a really great starting place, a useful place to start. I agree with
that. I think, It's been good that you've raised it, because I think the other thing about this is the appreciation that goes with it. Now, you can appreciate people for having some great thinking. As a team, that might be a really useful thing to do, because you're beginning to encourage people to say that people are listening and we care about people thinking, great things, that challenge how we do stuff. I'll give you a final thought, actually. I did a bit of thinking time with my daughter, and at the end of it, she's quite young, but we thought we'd try it out. And she said, I said to her, what did you think about that? She goes, she felt like she'd been listened to. And I thought that was quite a profound thing to say. And I think she is in our family. That might sound out of context that she doesn't get listened to in family, she's got a couple of brothers. And you just think, naturally, that whole, I wonder if there are people in teams who would say the same thing, who would actually say, if I sat down with someone and said, just, what would you like to think about? and just tell me about that without interrupting them, where would they say that's the first time in this organization that I felt properly listened to?
Yeah. I agree with you. I also think there is a danger that teams can outsource their thinking to the dominant person in the group.
Yeah.
That they're sitting around with you and they think, well, you know, what the hell? Martin's point is going to be so much better than mine. I'll just go along with him. So it actually stops thinking if you allow that to happen. Mm. So all of these things require conscious intervention. They're not going to happen by magic all on their own. And that's our lesson, I think.
Yeah.
Read Nancy Klein and start to reflect on how good you and your team are at grappling with challenge and coming up with alternative perspectives. Excellent, Martin. Thank you for those points.
Great. Enjoyed that. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you very much.
From scratch.